We are a way for the cosmos to know itself, at least according to the late physicist Carl Sagan. But how well can we really know ourselves if we forget about the sun? Or electricity? According to solar boat builder David Borton, not too well. If, like Carl Sagan said, we are made of star stuff, then we are electrified star stuff, human machines translating solar energy into sheer electrical force. Dr. Borton sat down with WOOC correspondent Megan Marone for another episode of Equality Under the Law, Practical Physics, to review all of the topics covered on the segment thus far.
Could you sing that again?
Here comes the sun.
Doodle-doo-doo.
Here comes the sun, and I say,
it's all right.
This is Equality Under the Law, Practical Physics with Sun Fan, Dr. David Borton, who has devoted a lifetime to respecting the sun. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How do you feel like you've respected the sun in so many ways? I mean, not just the construction of the solar boats, but your whole career as an educator.
That goes back to the 70s when I couldn't buy gasoline. And so...
Did we talk about that on the first episode of Equality Under the Law?
We should have if we didn't.
No, we did, but I can't tell if it was the first or the second.
Yeah. Well, so if you don't have fossil energy, Earth has worked very well for billions of years with solar energy. And so stay with solar energy, and we don't really need all this fossil energy.
We'd all be breathing clean air. Do you think people would build things and tear them down and rebuild as much as they do if we had a solar world?
Well, if you build for solar use, then your buildings are going to be more resilient. They're going to last longer. And so people won't want to tear them down as often because they will be producing energy and using energy efficiently. And they'll be nice places to live in. They'll be clean and they'll be quiet and they'll be in touch with nature. It's spring, and I've been watching the sun go farther north when I get up at breakfast time and look at the sunrise. And if you've been looking at the sunrise or the sunset, you notice that the sun is rising and setting farther north. Isn't that cool? The Earth goes around the sun. Sometimes the sun is over the southern hemisphere, we call that winter, and sometimes it's over the northern hemisphere, and that's summertime, and that's what we're getting to now.
Something that's cool and also a little sad is how animals are migrating towards the poles at a rate of 10 feet per day or something because of warming temperatures. Have you heard that?
Yes. Well, we talk about evolution, and animals and plants have evolved to a certain climate, and they need that kind of climate and conditions in order to exist. So as the climate changes, the locations with the places that are favorable to those animals and plants shifts around. Some places get drier, some places get wetter, some places get hotter, some places get colder. And the animals are looking for a nice place, just like you like a nice place to live.
Have you ever worked with really young children on nature and sun and energy issues?
Well, yes. Let's talk about grade school kids and solar boats. They love them.
Turns out they're fans.
Turns out, because here is something that's not noisy. It's something that's powered by sunlight. They understand sunlight. Kids love boats, whether you're throwing a stick in a stream and watching it go, or whether you're paddling a canoe or whatever. Boats are cool. You say everybody loves boats. And so here's a boat that's powered by the sun. A school group can get in the boat, and the teacher gets in the boat and asks questions, and the kids have a good time, and they see the countryside go by, the green trees, and there's no cars, and there's no noise, and there's no smell of internal combustion engine, and kids think this is pretty cool.
They're diagnosing kids with nature deficit disorders now.
Well, wow. I hadn't heard of that, but I can certainly understand it, because we as humans evolved sitting around the fire in front of water and grass and trees. So that's how humans came to be humans. That's the life that we led. And it wasn't all that long ago, in terms of human existence, that everybody lived that way. Mm-hmm. The culture that we have now and living in these fancy houses is really quite new.
Well, I feel like you're a good friend to humanity, David, because you're trying to remind everybody of how we could be doing things differently in this lifetime.
Well,
I'm just making that statement. I'm just putting that argument out there. David Borton's a good friend to humans.
Okay, well, you know, since we did evolve that way, that's natural to us, and we like it, and we enjoy the aurora. We enjoy the sunrise and the sunset. We enjoy the moon and watching the moon go through its phases. And all of this is physics all around us all the time.
Human beings are evolving to be so migratory, though. It's hard to get your bearings on directions, I feel. So maybe also as we're a little more displaced, it's harder to get a handle on what makes us human.
Well, let me remind you that just three human lifetimes ago, all transportation was solar powered. Mm-hmm. People and animals, solar energy. Sailboats is solar energy. Rowboats is solar energy. Rowboats used to be the pickup trucks.
Canal boats were the tractor trailers of their time as well.
Exactly.
On the Erie Canal.
On the Erie Canal and other places. And the supersonic transocean liners were clipper ships. They weren't airplanes. They were ships.
All of those sails, yeah.
Yeah, 100% solar powered.
What was the Titanic? Those ships of the White Star Line? What were those? They were steam,
coal.
And there was coal being used, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good place, given that you started talking about humans a couple of lifetimes ago. That will bring us into a recap. So this is a greatest hits edition of Equality Under the Law. Briefly remind everybody, is that how you want to do it? Just go through all of the different topics that we've done. Just name the different things that we've talked about to remind everyone.
Well, I don't know that I can do that. I don't have an exact list in front of me, but
The first episode, you embarrassed me by asking me about basketball.
Well, basketball is rocket science, and it was understood by Newton six lifetimes ago.
So. No, and it worked. It worked. I understood Newton's laws in thinking about the trajectory of the basketball. Yeah.
Of course it works. That's the thing about equality under the law. The laws of physics apply to everybody everywhere. So yes, we're on the same page with that.
Then we talked about solar transportation and solar-powered boats and steamboats, although that was a little more recent, wasn't it?
Well, we talked about electricity and electricity-powered boats before the internal combustion engine-powered boats.
Right.
And so steamboats, steam is interesting energy. Electricity is more interesting energy because electricity is more pure energy. And sunlight, photons from the sun, is about the purest energy you can get.
We talked about parabolas at one point.
Yes. And we talked about ellipses because the planets move in ellipses around the sun. The moons move in ellipses around both the Earth and Jupiter. And it was Jupiter's moons that Newton used the data from to figure out gravity. So.
And then we had over the winter, we had the segments that were about our fuel bills and, you know, the way that energy is monetized and how, in a way, the people who control the resources in terms of fossil fuels make it a little more complicated to break down your bill because you just have to constantly remind yourself of the types of measurements that are being used for what energy.
Yeah, because, you know, you're buying energy in food, you're buying it in gas, you're buying it in oil, you're buying it in electricity, and you're paying all these things to different people. But it's all energy. And really, you could live off of the sun. And what do you have to pay for solar energy?
Zippo, goose egg, big ol' nothing.
Right. It's there, so let's use it.
Solar energy is reflecting off of everything. When I drive around Troy now, I think about that we have this energy source that's just reflecting and right in front of us.
And a square foot of sunshine is more power than a human being.
Right, and we had that whole discussion of horses and sunshine.
Yeah, right. A horse is like 10 people. In your car, if it's 100 horses, your car has 1,000 times the power of a person.
So every human should be a little humbled in front of a horse.
Well, I think so. I was just at the March for Science in Albany, and the state police were out in horses. They had 5 horses with people mounted on them, and they were there for crowd control because there was a NRA rally at the same time as the March for Science. I don't think the horses were there to control the scientists, but horsepower is impressive.
So were they beautiful draft horses?
Well, I'm not sure draft horses is the right name, but they were big horses, and they were quite nice, yes.
Oh, I hope they're well kept. I'm sure they are.
I would think so.
Yeah. So we've done a lot, though. I mean, very useful episodes, so thank you. Getting people to think about their electric bill, getting people to think about oh my gosh, the new forms of energy and the new ways that energy will be reaching people in the capital region, like the farm of solar panels that you talked to us about down in Columbia County, and how this stuff is spreading.
Yeah, and why not do it yourself? Then you become more resilient and more independent, and it feels good.
Well, thank you, David. Anything else you want to say about our recap?
Well, it's all physics, and physics is really pretty simple, as you can understand from our discussions.
I wanted this to be called the Golden Record, like Carl Sagan's Golden Record of Humanity's Greatest Hits.
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure talking with you, so maybe we can do that.
That was local scientist, educator, and solar boat builder David Borton and WOOC correspondent Megan Marone with Equality Under the Law, Practical Physics.